The 2020 Festive Food Days got off to a record-breaking start, giving out 337 bags of groceries on the first day. It was a number that continued to grow over the 4 weeks the program operated in December. Andrew Creighton is the Community Relations Manager for the Nelson Community Food Center. He said they gave out around 1,400 bags of groceries.
They continued to break records in terms of attendance. We were giving out 400 bags of groceries on average for each of the 4 days in December that we were running the Festive Food Days program. So I would say it's probably a 50% increase. That was very busy, but very, very full and very rewarding time. We were working with Columbia Basin Alliance for Literacy and the Nelson Public Library, and we gave away books and all kinds of special treats. So it was nice.
There were also some new faces receiving from the Festive Food Days program this year.
These are bizarre times these days, so our clientele is kind of shifting a little bit. You know, it's people who are either precariously housed or, you know, precariously employed, or who just recently lost their jobs or things like that. That would have been different than last year because we were accustomed to having people that we'd see most weeks, and this year we saw a whole slew of different folks come in just because there was more need. A bit of a challenge to deliver those kinds of numbers, especially under COVID protocols. But you know what it means that we feel like we're doing a good job and providing a service to a lot of folks.
I asked Andrew Creighton whether the increase in groceries given away is because there was more supplies to hand out or if there is more need to be met in the community. He said the answer is a mix of both.
There are many factors at play. It was a totally different scene though. Last year we were inviting people into our space that I'm looking at right now, and there was a little, you know, display cooking, giving people hot tea. Whereas this was just not possible this time around. It was people coming up to the front door, and we did manage to set up a tent. We've got a tent that we put out for our Good Food Bank, and so that was up. It's difficult to compare this year from last year simply because everything is so different.
Now that the holiday season is over, the Good Food Bank is reopening today, January 5th. Their regular Wednesday offerings will also become available on a weekly basis.
I know that we're looking forward to Harvest Rescue and Gardening, our other two programs. I just actually shot a video with Michaela Wooler, who's our food skills coordinator. We shot up kind of an instructional video that we're going to include with our food bank. We're going to put a little recipe card in a link to the YouTube video that will show people how to cook this lentil soup that was very delicious. I just had it for lunch also. So we're going to do what we usually do under the COVID protocols, and we're looking forward to the time when we can get people back into the facility for things like community dinners and cooking classes. As of now, we have volunteers who come into our space, and they're all masked up, and they help us out with things like portioning and bagging of groceries and whatnot. But things really shine around here when the doors are open and people are allowed in. So we're doing what we can.
But just because the season of giving is over, it doesn't mean that the need for help has disappeared.
Many people think that, you know, it's kind of a seasonal thing, and there's more need around the Christmas time, Hanukkah, whatever the holiday time. And we run year-round. We don't really see that there's any more need. It's more perhaps that many, many people in town and across the world are kind of celebrating and experiencing more of a bounty than we usually do. So that just offsets the difference between people who aren't facing tough times and people who are.
Anyone can help year-round, Creighton said. The food center, however, is still asking people to follow pandemic guidelines.
It's the same status as before. We're not really accepting food donations, small food donations, just because we're trying to limit the number of touch points that items that come into us have been exposed to. So we're looking for other bigger donations of food, kind of bulk items. And so if you're interested in donating some food, you should call us at 354-1633 and just we'll tell you what we're looking for. Financial donations are also always appreciated. I would be remiss if I didn't mention how remarkably generous and supportive our community has been over the last couple of months in terms of financial donations. It's been absolutely amazing. At least 50% more than last year came in terms of individual donations. So it's really, it's been a heartwarming couple of months. We also have a number of monthly donors who kind of support us year round. So that's great. Before the holidays was very, very active and big in many, many ways. And we just came back to work yesterday. So we're back in the kind of planning process and getting our bearings again. But we're excited. It's good to be back at work. And we're looking forward to the food bank opening up again tomorrow and continuing with our other programs.
You can find out more about the Nelson Community Food Center's programs, including how to donate and volunteer, at www.nelsoncfc.ca.